Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our investigation of lies in the textbooks, what our public schools are teaching our children about Islam concerning women's rights. In this program, we'll be talking about marriage in Islam. And notice the great contradiction in our textbooks. We're teaching our children that women have a high respect and love in marriage in Islam. But on the other hand, women are living like slaves in their own homes in Islam. So let us listen to the lies we teach our children in our public schools. Don't forget that these are little children from the kindergarten till the 12th grade. Here is the lie of today.
From the book World Cultures, A Global Mosaic, published by Pearson Prentice Hall, copyright 2004, on page 582. The Quran permits a man to have as many as four wives, as long as he treats each of them equally. This means that he must give them all the same material benefits, the same amount of love, and the same degree of respect. Since few men could afford to support several wives, most men had only a single wife. Muslims believe that women were more likely than men to bring dishonor on the family. Women were expected to be modest and remain secluded within the home. They wore veils to conceal their faces from men who were not members of their family. In some Muslim homes, women used separate entrances and ate their meals only in the company of other women. The system gave women security.
When I read such statement, such lies in our textbooks, I couldn't help it. Should I laugh or should I cry? Because the problem is bigger than the student. I don't think our teacher realizing what they're teaching our children in our schools. Let us break this passage into smaller sections and then critique each section separately. First, they said, the Quran permits a man to have as many as four wives. Is this a true statement? Is this how many women a man in Islam is limited to? Just four wives? Why are we teaching our children lies? Because there are more than one type of marriage in Islam. The four wives are the marriage to a free woman, four women at the time. And he can replace them with younger women, more beautiful, attractive women later. But a Muslim man is limited to have four free Muslim women at the time. And we see this in the Quran, chapter 4 and verse 20, where Allah said, "And if you desire to exchange one wife for another wife and have given one of them a measure, do not take anything from it." So what do we learn from this verse? We learn that a Muslim man can exchange one of his wives with another wife. How lovely this is. But the nice thing about it, but he cannot take anything back from her which he gave to her during their marriage. But he can exchange her with another wife. Wow, does this fit with the rest of the lies we have in our textbooks that a Muslim man must treat his four wives equally in love and justice? No. You can get rid of any one of them and replace them with another beautiful younger one. Allah gives them the permission to do so in the Quran. But that's not the end of it. Why? Because we have different kinds of marriages in Islam. We have what we call marriage for fun, whereas a man can marry a woman for a limited time for a price. That is what we know here in America to be prostitution. In the same Quran, which allowed Muslim men to have four free Muslim women as wives in the same time. The same Quran gave permission for Muslim men to have temporary marriage, prostitution. You marry a woman for 10 minutes or for an hour or for 5 days and you give her her wages. Where do we find this in the Quran? The answer is very simple. You go to the same chapter, Quran chapter 4 and verse 24. For Allah said in the Quran, and it is lawful to you besides this. Besides what? The four wives which you can exchange any of them with another wife here or there. Besides that, it is lawful for Muslims to do what? Listen carefully. To seek out women with your money, chaste without fornication. So whatever you enjoy, buy it from them, so give them their wages. That is the prostitution. A Muslim man can enjoy a woman sexually, then you have to give her the wages for the enjoyment. And I am not going to say any more than that, for this is a Christian radio station. So according to the teachings of the Quran, not only Muslim men are allowed to have four free wives, and they can exchange any of them by another wife if they wishes. They also have the marriage for fun, which is prostitution. That is, Allah gave permission for Muslim men to enjoy any woman they choose to during their marriage to their wives. Not only that, we actually have another option here as we read the verses of the Quran. For we learn that Muslim men also can enjoy a relationship with the women even if they are married, if they are within their right hand possessions, that is, concubines and slaves. Unlimited number of slaves and concubines. And men in Islam have a full right to enjoy sexual relationship with them. Listen to what the Quran said. In the same chapter, chapter 4 and verse 24, we read, and married women are also forbidden. Muslim men cannot have sexual relationship with married women. But notice what comes after that. Married women are also forbidden, except all that your right hand possesses. Here we go. What your right hand possesses. Slaves and concubines. Reality, hello to Islam, hello to the Quran. Let's teach our children the truth about marriage in Islam, not the propaganda of Muslim in America. It's not just four wives where you have to treat them equally. But also, men can enjoy prostitution, and Muslim men can have unlimited number of slaves and concubines, what your right hand possesses, including women, that is, slave and concubine who are married. Muslim men are given permission by Allah to enjoy sexual relationship with them. What a wonderful, holy marriage in Islam, according to Allah's word in the Quran. It's amazing. They talk about four wives, but they never quote the verse from the Quran. They speak so highly of the Quran, but they never let the Quran speak for itself. Why? Because there is nothing in the Quran will help the Muslim agenda in the West. I wonder how many verses have been taken from the Quran to be taught to our children throughout the whole public schools in the United States of America. When you speak on the behalf of Islam, but you never read the verses of the Quran or Muhammad teachings in the Hadith, that is what I call propaganda Islam in America. So now we need to remove the statement. The Quran permits a man to have as many as four wives as long as he treats each of them equally. To say the Quran teaches Muslim men to have sexual relationship with multiple women, including prostitution and married women whom their right hand possesses. Slaves they bought with their money, or concubine those whom they capture in the war. Now let us listen to the explanation the textbooks give to us. Because not only do they teach lies in the textbooks, but they actually give more explanation. For they said this means that he must give them all the same material benefit, the same amount of love. Really? How can a man give the same material and the same amount of love to a 60 years old wife or 20 years old wife or maybe 6 years old wife. Let's look at Muhammad, the noble example, as Allah stated in Quran chapter 33, verse 21. Indeed, there was in the Apostle of Allah a noble example for you. Ask any Muslim, who was Muhammad's favorite wife? Wait a minute, you cannot say Muhammad is a noble example for Muslim to follow as stated in the Quran and tell me that Muhammad has a favorite wife, because having a favorite wife does not make him love all his wives the same. For Muhammad's favorite wife was Aisha, that is the 6 years old wife whom Muhammad married when he was 51 years old.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the Darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
No such a thing. The explanations they give in our textbooks to our children, that you love your four wives the same. Because even Muhammad, the greatest and the noblest example for Muslim to follow, did not practice this rule himself. He favored his wife Aisha over the rest of his 30-some wives. Also, if you love one wife, you will never have a second or a third or a fourth wife. And if you love one wife, you will never allow yourself to be involved with other women through prostitution or concubines and slaves, as the Quran teaches Muslim men to do. And it is amazing that the same textbooks tell us that Muslim men can have up to four wives if he treats them with the same level of respect. What respect a Muslim man will have to be married to the second wife, not even involved with all this other list of women? A Muslim man who lives by the teaching of Allah in the Quran have no respect, not for his wife, nor for himself, for he will be living like animals. After the textbook explained that any Muslim man can have four wives if he loves them the same and respects them equally, they continue by stating, since few men could afford to support several wives, most men had only a single wife. Really? Where do you live? Even here in America, Muslims are breaking the law, for they marry one on paper and three other wives whom he marry with marriage is known to be formal or customary marriage. That is, a man and a woman marry on a piece of paper with two friends as eyewitness. So the American authority will not know anything about these other three marriages. And all over the Middle East, Muslims marry more than one wife. And in all over the Arab rich or poor people, they have more than one wife. Do you know the power of sex? When Allah give Muslims a right to be with more than one woman, will he say, well, you know what, I don't have enough money, then I'll just stick with one wife? No, they do marry more than one wife. And many of them, they marry the rest of their wives in secret. This have nothing to do with money. It is the commands of Allah in the Quran. Allah give Muslim men the right to have sexual relationship with all these women, but because financially they cannot afford it, that's why they only have one wife. That is what I call Muslim propaganda in our textbooks. And it's not sin. After all, Allah said in the Quran, it is lawful for Muslim men to do so. But notice now the contradiction we have in the same passage we teach our children. Muslims believe that women are more likely than men to bring dishonor to the family. Why is that? Why women in Islam bring dishonor to the family? Because if she have any sexual relationship with other men, she will lose her virginity if she was a virgin, and that will bring dishonor to the family. Or she will get pregnant, which will also bring shame to the family. You see, in Islam, men and women are not equal. As I shared with you earlier, men can have sexual relationship with bunch of women, unlimited, literally unlimited number of women, including married women. But women in Islam are limited to only one husband, and they cannot have the second husband. And if women get involved with another man or a man whom they are not married to, in case if they are singles, they will bring shame. I think the shame here in the Quran should be on Allah and on Muhammad to call this sinful way of life holy marriages. Why does Allah in the Quran allow men to be involved with all these women, but in the same time limited the women to one man? There is not equality here between men and women. But Islam is not made to bring justice to women or equality between men and women. Women will bring shame to the family, but men will not. Why is it sin for a woman to get involved with some man sexually if she is not married to him? But in the same time, it's okay for men to do the same thing, and it is not shameful for his family or for him. Then the textbook continues by stating, women are expected to be modest and remain secluded within the home. Wait a minute. Isn't that what we talked about in our last program? Well, it's amazing. If you talk to Muslim and say, women stay at home, women should not go and work, Muslim will answer and say, no, that's not true. In Islam, we allowed women to go to school and have a higher education. In Islam, men and women are equal. And in Islam, women can do all kinds of jobs. And the circle of lies gets bigger and bigger as we just sit and listen to them. But here it is, in the textbooks, what are the teachings? Women should stay at home. That is exactly what Allah said in the Quran, chapter 33 and verse 33. That's exactly what Muhammad said in the hadith when he said not to teach their women how to write, but to teach them the things which they need to do at home. That is the contradiction in the same textbook, where they are bragging about Muslim women of how equal they are to men. Now they tell me that they should stay at home. I don't know what message we're teaching our children. Islam allowed women to be educated? Islam allowed women to work? Or Islam command women to stay at home? I don't know how much confusion we put our children through by this false education, simply because we allowed Muslim to lie to us and teach us propaganda Islam. Here is my question. How can women be secluded at home and at the same time be working in some jobs somewhere else? And what is the purpose of educating the women in Islam if they will not be able to leave their homes and get some decent job? Why in Islam are women commanded to be modest, but in the same time, why aren't men required to be modest and have one wife and have a decent family? Now listen to the rest of the textbook statement concerning women. For the textbook said, they wear veils to conceal their faces from men who are not members of their family. So women cover their faces to be hidden from men. I think the problem is not in the women. I believe the problem is in men. Men who do nothing all day long beside lusting after the beauty of the women. I believe the problem is not in the women, but in the ungodly heart and eyes of Muslim men. That's why Muslim men cover their women in veils. And then listen to this contradiction. They said, in some Muslim homes, women used separate entrances and eat their meals only in the company of other women. Wow. I don't know how much love and how much respect men have for their wife that they are treated like slaves in their own homes because they have to use the back door to get into their houses. Can you imagine that? Women are not supposed to go to their homes from the entry, which is everybody's use. They go from some other door. Even when women sit to eat their meals, they don't sit with the rest of the family. No, they eat only with other women. What a great contradiction. Where is the love and the respect women have in Islam? Then the textbook ended this passage by stating, the system gave woman security. Now the woman is secure. Why? Because they're covered from head to toe. Nobody's going to rape them in the Muslim world. Now the woman is secure. Why? Because they go to their houses from the back door. Now the woman is secure. Why? Because they stay in their homes. They didn't go anywhere. You see, if you imprison a woman in her own house and if she never meets strange men, she will be absolutely 100% secure. What a loving, respectful way of life women have in Islam. My hope and my prayer is that our school teachers will realize this contradiction within the same passage which they teach to our children. Do you want to learn more about lies in the textbooks? Why don't you join us again for the next broadcast? And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.